a popular Outcast production.
And go.
What?
What?
Sorry.
Way to go, Ashley.
Fucked it up already.
All right. Episode 7 of Girls on Girls podcast. I guess today we're going to tackle entertainment, movies, TV shows, video games, yeah, stuff like that. But before we get into that, kind of haven't been doing one of the things we're supposed to be doing as part of the network, which is plugging the Amazon banner that is on every blog post on the website. So if you go to girlsongirls.popularoutcast.com and click on the little purple banner, I can't tell you what it actually says right now. If you click on that, you might have to clear your cookies first, but if you're going to do some shopping on Amazon, how that works is the Popular Outcast Network will get like a little bit of money from your purchase for them referring you to Amazon. Does not affect your price at all. It's just Amazon, out of the kindness of their hearts for the referral, gives Popular Outcast a little bit of money. I think only like a couple cents on the dollar or something. But every little bit helps because they have to pay for all the awesome stuff in the studio, like the microphones and the computers and the soundboard and things of this nature. So, yeah, if you guys want to help out the network, girlsongirls.popularoutcast.com, click on the little purple banner.
Clear your cookies first.
Yeah, cookies. Cookies are delicious in the real world, but in computer world, they're bad.
So clear your cookies. Do us a favor. Do the Popular Outcast a favor. It helps us out. Helps you out. Not really, because it doesn't charge you anything extra, but it helps us out.
You get to listen.
And you get to listen to us. Yeah. So yeah, for free. Because it is free. Free.
Free Popular Outcast.
Free. Free is good.
Free.
No cost to you. No additional cost. And another thing I would like to touch on before we actually get like for real started into the podcast is we're 7 episodes in now and we don't have any kind of an intro.
This is true.
Yep, no theme song.
Yeah. So anybody out there know how to play guitar? Keyboard?
Yeah, or, you know,
any instrument? Banjo, maybe?
Yeah. Or even, you know, if you just want to, I don't know, get like a turntables and a mixer or something and
what we're saying is girls we're not musically inclined.
Yeah,
and we
really
want you guys to do it for us.
We will give you, if you're close enough, we'll give you high fives in real life.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely, you know, on the podcast, we will, you know, do some name dropping. And who knows, maybe we'll even let you come on as a guest.
Maybe.
Ooh. No promises, but we'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
So, okay. Got all the technical business at the beginning out of the way there. So, yeah.
Has
entertainment.
Anybody seen anything good lately?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm pretty sure the last movie I saw was The Hobbit.
Man, I was to the movies recently-ish. Could not tell you what I saw.
I'm pretty sure The Hobbit was the last thing I saw, too, in the theater.
We're not very current on that.
No.
I wanted to catch Star Trek before it left, but I was a little too slow.
Oh, man, that's not in the theaters anymore.
No, like 2 weeks ago.
Crap.
It left our local theater.
Darn.
It'll be out on DVD soon enough.
Yeah.
Things are coming on DVD so freaking fast.
Right?
Yeah, it works for me.
But
it's fun.
I'm pretty excited. I've heard decent reviews about the Star Trek. Big fan of the Star Trek in any incarnation.
Yeah. I liked the first new reboot.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's
entertaining.
Like putting a new spin on the original series, like having, you know, more modern special effects, which I'm sure, you know, 40, 50 years from now will look as dated as the 1960s show does to us currently. But
the only Star Trek I've watched was, well, because people told me I would love Star Trek, so I was like, I'll start watching it. So I started with the New Generation,
You mean the Next Generation?
The Next Generation.
Captain Picard, bald captain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, though.
Yeah. I like it so far.
I think that might be the longest running Star Trek series, if you don't include, like, the movies for the original series, which spanned, like, into the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe even 90s, I can't remember.
So, yeah.
I'm a terrible fangirl.
Right. I'm a you know, half-ass fan. I like it. I enjoy it. Yeah. I can't say that I know a whole lot about it, but I can watch it, and I'm a fan.
Time Machine couldn't complete the backup to the Time Machine drive. Yeah, that doesn't really affect us. That's something with the computer.
Okay.
We are doing this on our own without the help of our lovely producer, Bill. And I'm really hoping that this is actually recording, or I'm going to be really, really bummed.
He had to work, so...
He said if you pause it and it goes away...
Stick with us.
Yeah. I'm not seeing the things at the bottom here that I usually see. So, we might have to do this last 6 minutes all over again.
And record. All right.
And we're back!
Yeah, so... Thought maybe we weren't recording there. You know, we were saying our lovely producer, Bill... is not currently with us in the studio. He is at his...
He passed away.
Aw. That would make me so sad. Don't say that.
He didn't die. It's okay.
Yeah. And we're not real familiar with how GarageBand works. Because, again, none of us are really musically inclined and have not really had the need to use it.
So we went ahead and called him, and we're good.
Yeah. It turns out we were recording the whole time.
Yeah. So if there's a weird editing thing in there...
Nah, I'm sure Bill will cut that out. So, yeah.
So, entertainment-wise,
yeah,
we don't know what we're doing.
Good show.
Yeah.
Actually,
a good show.
There is a podcast on the Nerdist Network called Mission Log that they go back. They're starting with every single Star Trek episode and movie, starting with the first episode of the original series, doing, like, one episode or movie per week.
Wow.
Like, all the way up to current Star Trek. It's going to take them, like, 40 years.
Yeah, I swear. Is somebody doing that with Doctor Who?
They probably should if they're not.
They should.
It's pretty interesting. Like,
smell a new podcast.
Nerdist, if you are listening, somebody do this for us.
Chris Hardwick.
I think you guys should do it.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick, we know you.
Chris Hardwick is such a gorgeous, tiny little man.
He's adorable.
I think didn't he used to be a host on some MTV show back
Singled
in the
Out?
90s? Yep.
Yeah.
I used to watch that. Mm. That's the only reason I know who Chris Hardwick is.
Did you see his girlfriend?
She's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
And she's a professional cosplayer. Like,
yeah.
Her dad was like professional, like, effects artist. That's how she got into professional cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, she took a picture of her living room the one time, and, like, in the shot was, like, 4 Daleks. I'm like, you, woman, I wanna
and they're so
be
cute together,
you, know you,
yeah,
be around you.
Become the Chris Hardwick fangirl episode.
That's okay.
Nerdist,
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like
There's a picture of him right behind you.
He's right in the middle.
We met him
He's totally cute.
A year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Nerdist Live in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Popular Outcasts and their girlfriends, we all decided to head up there and
wife,
watch him.
Thank you.
Wife. Aislinn's wife.
He's adorable.
He is
adorable.
And he's like 5'7", and it's so cute.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are little guys so much cuter than taller guys?
Yeah, I should know.
Sometimes. I shouldn't say all
of
them.
Nerdist Network, if you're into our stuff, they have a lot of great shows.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
I listen to a couple of the Nerdist, and Sex Nerd Sandra's on them.
Yeah. Listen to her on a weekly basis, which AJ made fun of.
Made fun of you for that?
Yeah. He's like, what are you listening to? I was like, oh, it's a sex education podcast. He's like, really? You don't know how to fuck. He's like, let me show you. Puts up his fingers, like, one in a circle, and then, like, one finger up. He's like, you go like this. It's an in-out motion. I'm like, thanks. Thanks for clearing that up for me. Jackass.
Fucking AJ.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He thinks he's
Yeah,
so
I heard
funny.
You guys, like the Popular Outcast talk about that podcast a lot. I just haven't mm-hmm. listened to it yet. There's other ones on our network now. That I listen to. Yeah. Like, there's so many other ones mm-hmm. that I listen to that...
I do here and there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you know, my husband, Jeff, he does a couple on the network, and the one he does all by himself, Jeff in Motion.
I love that one.
He's got quite the fan base for that. I don't listen all the time, and occasionally he'll make, like, the blog post and, like, a Facebook post. I'm like, so, like, this past week, it's like, so what are your thoughts on polyamory? And he's like, well, you'll just have to listen. I was like, yeah, I'm not fucking doing that.
Why don't you listen to it?
Sum it up and give me the cliff notes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does usually. But yeah. Every now and again, I do listen. And there is one where he just gets retarded over me, and it was cute.
Oh, my God. He gets retarded over you in, like, half the Popular Outcast episodes.
Oh, my
God, half
seriously.
The Jeff Emotion episodes.
And he'll be listening to this and probably, like, giving me eyes for it. Like, why? 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 Why the hate?
It's not hate.
It's not
love.
Hate at all.
No.
I think it's
adorable. I appreciate the fact that he is just ridiculously in love with me.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
I mean, it's been... almost 7 years, and it's still kind of fucking weird to me, because, like, I've never had, I don't want to say never, but decent relationships were few and far between.
Yeah. 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 It is good to have a doting man.
Yeah. So, entertainment, before we go off and have, like, another, like, boyfriend
episode. Yeah. We could talk about that all day. But we're not going to.
Movies, no. We have established that we don't really get out that much.
Yeah, so we haven't really seen any new movies lately.
As far as anything recent, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
But as far as, what have you guys been getting into as far as, like, Netflix series? Like, what are you currently...
Oh my God, this past week I just shotgunned the entire 30 episodes of Twin Peaks. Love that show.
People tell me I should watch that one, too. I haven't seen that one yet.
It's good, and it's kind of sad that it was cut short, but, like, in the second season, things do kind of, like... It is a weird show,
mm-hmm.
but it just kind of gets, like, all right, what is going on, exactly? Like, what are you trying to go for here? And I actually saw online, I was doing some Wikipedia-ing, and they kind of, like, the second season ends with a cliffhanger, because, like, the series didn't get renewed.
Yeah, I remember them bitching about that when that went off.
And there was talks of, like, making a graphic novel for a third season, and I was like, oh my God, that would be amazing.
They never heard anything more?
It hasn't come to fruition, because, like, to a point, David Lynch? Yeah, David Lynch has decided he's... more or less done with the Twin Peaks stuff.
Did he do the show? Did he do the show? Or just he did the movie?
Yeah, he was the creator of the show. And okay. He was there. He was present for, like, the entire 8 episodes of the first series season, and then was kind of, like, in and out for season 2. He played the hard of hearing FBI agent.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I never mm-hmm. got
hilarious
into that.
Hilarious character.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I watch True Blood and Dexter.
True Blood.
I know, I love it. I don't actually love it, because it's kind of getting weird. I love, love, love the books. Like, the books are freaking incredible. They're funny, and they're witty, and they're hilarious.
I just remember I was...
The series is nothing like the books. Not really. There's similar characters, but the storylines are completely different. The
vampire one, right? True Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of my best friends is really into it. It's Liz.
Okay.
And I remember working at Trade Secret with her, and she was talking to, like, some of the other girls that watched True Blood, and, like, it came out that, like, Suki is a fairy. And
yeah.
I'm like, really? Really?
There was a fairy in it?
Oh, yeah. Suki's a fairy. She's part fairy. Her grandfather's... Yeah. But, dude, her grandfather turns up, whatever, great, whatever, grandfather who's a fairy, and it's fucking Rucker Hauer, and it is awesome. He plays, like, this ridiculous, like, crazy Einstein hair, like, maniac, like, I don't know, it's just funny. He makes the show actually worthwhile this season, because I don't know what season this is now, 4 or 5 or something, and it's kind of going a little weird, but it's only weird to me because I've read the whole whole book series from start to finish now, and like the storyline that's going on now is completely way off of anything. Yeah. So it's kind of weird, but I enjoy it because it's new, you know, like yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. So it's okay.
I can kind of see that.
I like that. And then Dexter, of course, is like the best freaking show on television.
I'm not going to watch Dexter until like they're done making it because I have a thing where
I have to restart.
I'm pretty
Dexter
sure
this
is the last season. So.
That's what I've heard. Like,
yeah.
How many seasons is there?
Six?
Jesus, I'm
maybe.
Behind.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I don't.
Maybe seven.
I've
maybe
only
seven.
Seen like I think the first three, maybe.
Yeah, it's good. And those are completely different from the books, too. So
I hate having to, like, follow a series and, like, wait between seasons. So I just, wait till it's done being made and then, like, shotgun the entire
series. That's what I'm
going to
start doing from now on.
Have
any show that I watch now.
I saw a couple episodes. Okay. Jeff and I were in New York for Comic-Con.
Yeah. That's the only that's the only series that Bill and I watch that we will wait an entire week to watch an episode. And it is torture.
Yeah.
Like, you're so spoiled with Netflix, you get to watch, like, whenever you want, and then...
I've heard it's a really good show, but I don't know, I'm kind of over zombies.
Did you guys see, Warm Bodies?
No.
It actually is not bad. And
it didn't look terrible, and it's got,
That guy is totally cute. I don't know who it is.
The bald guy that's, like, the kid's best friend.
Yes. Yeah, he's hilarious.
I like Rob Corddry.
It actually is a really... I thought I was going to hate it. I rented it anyway. But I actually enjoyed it a lot. So, I mean, it was funny. And it wasn't like a typical zombie movie at all.
I
kind of
like the interesting twist that, like, they could be cured. And it was, like, through love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, AJ is a big proponent of this, too. Like, I personally think that, like, that's what... the world's all about. It's about love, man. So just everybody be cool to each other and love each other, and I think it's got a good message. I thought it was pretty cool.
Fair enough. Man, it's also kind of like the, you know, star-crossed lover, you know, he's from the wrong side of the tracks kind of
thing. Yeah, it was also funny that in the movie, the zombie and the girl that he falls in love with, like, the zombie eats her boyfriend's brain. Like, and then that's how, I guess, when the zombies, they'll eat the brains of people and then they absorb those people's memories. So he ate her boyfriend's brain. He ate her boyfriend's brain and like saw all like the moments they had together and shit, and then he kind of like fell in love with her because of the guy he ate. It's weird, but I mean it's definitely worth watching. I thought it was pretty cool.
I've been watching Fringe.
I haven't watched Netflix. That I always wanted to, but I never
it
started
really good
it yet.
Like government conspiracy kind of shit, like it's the Fringe team that works for the FBI.
I miss the X-Files.
Yeah, and they have, like, a weird, like, doctor that, or a professor that used to do, like, weird kind of human experiment kind of shit, like, back in, like, the 70s. Mm-hmm. But now, then he went to, like, an insane asylum because he was fucking crazy and lost his mind, and now he's doing it again!
Crazy person angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's, like, he can use, like, his knowledge from, like, all of his crazy experiments that he used to do and kind of, like, use it to help, like, catch criminals and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And it's a lot of stuff that, like, doesn't exist in our world, which is kind of neat to watch. Because I like sci-fi kind of stuff. I'm getting more into that lately.
Yep.
It's in my instant queue. I just haven't started yet. I'm trying to work my way through the Investigation Discovery shows.
Right.
Oh my god. I'm such a sucker for, like, real-life murder. I don't know why.
There was one, like, I think the title on it on Netflix is Who the Bleep Did I Marry? Where it's these women who marry, or men, like, who marry these people, then they just find out that they're, like, serial killers or rapists, or, like, the one was, like, some guy from, like, Cuba that was in, like, their FBI or something and came in as, like, a spy.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah. And like
I married a Cuban spy.
Basically. And like
that's who the bleep he married.
Yeah. And then he like went back to Cuba and like disappeared from her life, and then she found out like later on that like holy shit. Like my husband was a Cuban spy. Like he had like kins with her and everything. Gosh. And then just left and was like, I don't know who you are. Yeah. And that's I guess they're like real stories, like they're actual like women and stuff.
Yeah.
Who've gone through this. It's fucking crazy.
No, I'm watching Nightmare Next Door.
What's that? Is that a show?
Yeah. It's about like murders that happen, like, and yeah, I don't know.
Weird shit that goes on in your neighborhoods.
Yeah, just like, you know, crimes that get solved like 20 years later because of like a neighbor suddenly remembers something or somebody had like moved away.
Like those three girls that were found in that guy's house.
Oh dear God.
For like 12 years
they were How does that happen?
I know.
In the real world? Well,
seriously.
That's like a movie plot.
What happened? That guy, and where was it?
It was
Chicago?
Cleveland.
He had three women trapped in his house for, like, 12 years.
Yeah, he abducted, like, a couple teenage girls and, like, one girl that was, like, 20 or 21, and, like, he and I think his brother.
His two brothers. Oh, I thought it was two brothers.
Maybe, I don't know.
Something.
Couple guys held like held them hostage, like regularly beat them, raped them, would
had kids
them
with
while
them.
They were pregnant to the point where they would lose babies, like, mid-pregnancy.
Holy shit.
These girls were never allowed outside. They were always, like, chained up in the house.
And a neighbor guy saw them, what, didn't he say there was women walking around the yard in, like, chains, like, walking around, like dogs out in the backyard of this guy's house? They called the cops, like, a couple times, and the cops never...
What was it?
Because it was a crappy neighborhood, and the cops never,
like... It was, like, the one thing they interviewed, this, like, scraggly-looking black guy.
Yeah, he was the one that saved them.
There's no reason that a little white girl should be running up to a black man for help.
Yeah. Like, somehow a little girl got out of the house and, like, ran to this guy,
like yes,
in the street.
Seriously, for over a decade, they had no idea what happened to these women.
You didn't hear about that?
I didn't hear about any of this. I don't really follow
the news like, all their windows were, like, boarded up, so, like, you couldn't see in the house. People would say every once in a while they would see, like, somebody in, like, an attic window or something.
Oh,
yeah, seriously,
fucked yeah, the girls got
stuff.
Rescued, finally.
Yeah.
That was a couple months ago.
It was, like, Jamie, fuck, I don't remember her name. But
the chick that was held for like 20 years in
Utah and like
or
she
wherever.
Actually had like two kids or something.
Oh,
with the guy.
JC
Duggar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had like three kids, and towards the end she was finally like allowed to go out and about with them. Mm-hmm. Like he had her so brainwashed and trained. He abducted her when she was like 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah. There are some seriously sick people out there, and I'm just kind of like, God, like, I never want to let my child out of my house now.
Seriously. And the more shows you watch about it, it's just like, oh my God, really?
Yeah. Oh, I just saw something recently. A little girl, like, 6 years old, like, some guy just, like, abducted her right from her grandmother's front yard, and, like, one of the neighbor kids saw it, and, like, he and his friend, like, chased after this dude on their bikes. Like, just chased after this guy's car, like, block after block, mile after mile, until the point where he was just, like, they're not letting up. And he pushed the girl out of the car and just fucking sped off.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's I didn't hear insane. About that.
But yeah,
those
like,
are hero
12-year-old
kids.
Kids saved the fucking day there.
Hero kids?
Yeah.
There need to be more of those.
Man, this got dark.
We watched some fucked up shit.
Supernatural!
Netflix. Yeah!
Yeah.
New season. I actually, back to Nerdist again. Chris Hardwick had Misha Collins, who plays Castiel, interviewed him while they were both in Scotland. Because apparently Misha Collins does this thing called Gishwis. It's the greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen.
No way! That sounds like fun.
But yeah, he was interviewing
I want to do it too.
I guess Supernatural filming starts July this month. I don't know when. Goes till April. And I think it starts up in September. I'm not sure.
It usually does start around September.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm so excited. And he confirmed, I think they've got... They're signed, I think, for like 2 more seasons.
Yes.
I know.
You know, I honestly thought... Back in the early days of that show, like, I didn't think it was going to go past, like, 4 or 5 seasons. Just because I didn't think that it had the fan base that it actually does. But I am so fucking stoked that it does.
Oh, I was wondering after, like, the first or second season after I watched it, I'm like, how are they going to keep this going?
Yeah,
And then
they come out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They come out with demons. And then I'm like, well, how are they going to keep this going? And then it's fucking angels. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I want to see where this, like, Naomi thing's going, man.
Oh, I didn't watch that new stuff yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I only watched what was on Netflix.
Yeah, we
are you caught up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I only watched up to like, season 7.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
Yeah. See? Learning. Yeah,
I know, exactly.
Love it.
No, I can't help it. And, yeah, that's where I learned that Destiel was a thing.
Yeah.
Much like Wincest. If you're not familiar with supernatural fan fiction, it gets crazy.
I've heard the Wincest thing. Actually, they kind of make fun of that on the show, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They did a couple episodes on that with,
I can't remember.
His pen name was Carver Edlin, but I can't fucking remember what his real name on the show was. And a crazy girl that was like in love with Sam.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, can you please stop touching me? No. Becky.
No.
Becky.
Becky.
Fuck, what was that guy's name?
God.
Anyway.
I can't wait to start that show from the beginning.
So what is Destiel?
It's fanfic about
Dean and Castiel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty sexy.
And what is Westiel?
Wincest.
Winchester. The Winchester brothers are.
It's also they're actually gay. Slash
fiction. Oh, yeah. They did make fun of that in the thing. They were like, and this one part, we're like, fuck, we're together. They do know we're brothers, right? Yeah. I'm just like, oh God! So that's really
and then that really touches on what we were talking about before we started recording is how we're like you know quote unquote in love with certain characters regardless of who these people are in real life.
Right.
It's like I am in love with Castiel the Angel, you know,
yeah. And I'm in love with Dean Winchester, the badass.
Sorry, Ashley. You can have Sam. He's not
I'm
that
stuck
bad.
With Sam.
That's kind of a nice thing to be stuck with, though, Sam. Sam's all right.
He's all right.
Crowley has his moments. It's the British thing, I think.
Yeah.
The British thing.
He's all right.
I liked him on Warehouse 13, the couple episodes he was in. That's another good show that Netflix needs to get the more recent seasons on.
I don't know what that is.
I hate using Hulu.
Hmm.
I was thinking of getting Hulu, and the only reason I would watch Hulu was because I was like, oh, is Doctor Who on here?
Uh-uh.
It's not. I'm like, fuck this, I'm not getting Hulu.
I think they're exclusive with Netflix right now, other than BBC, obviously.
Yeah, and I actually think I'm going to buy it on iTunes, so that way Bill and I can watch it when we're on our vacation, like when we're in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because we can get, like, an HDMI cable and watch it on his laptop.
We got a free 2-week trial of Hulu Plus, and it's neat, like, there's a lot of really good anime on Hulu Plus if you're into that. I know that AJ's into some of the anime. We talk about Cowboy Bebop.
We've been watching that lately. Trigun was a couple years ago. We loved that. We actually have that.
I haven't watched any anime. I've never really been into it.
Oh my god, I grew up on Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. I loved Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked Sailor Moon a lot. What the hell? I keep forgetting what I was gonna say. Oh well.
Nah.
Where are we at? 28 minutes? Oh, we have lots of time.
Lots of time. Who, another show that I watch a lot. I watch a lot of HBO and Showtime shows. So, like, Game of Thrones, I'm obsessed with.
That's on my list, too.
Obsessively obsessed. I love it.
I think that's another one I'm going to wait till it's done, because I feel like once I get into it, I'm going to fucking get into it.
Yeah, you will. It is freaking, oh my god, I love it.
I like to get into series and then come to work and be like, guys, guess what show I just watched? They're like, what? And I'm like, Supernatural. They're like,
that's great, Ashley.
That came out like
you guys
7 years ago.
Neither of you have watched Grimm then either? Grimm?
On my list again.
Yeah, no. It's a good show. I really enjoy that one too.
No.
I'm curious about, it's a Netflix original show. It's called Hemlock Grove.
I heard about that. I want to see that.
It is fantastic. It is really good. Yeah, I saw both. It had two seasons on it, I think.
I can't remember.
One or two seasons. But yeah, it was really good. It's like vampires and werewolves, but like, not the stupid kind.
Not the Twilight kind.
Not the Twilight kind.
Speaking of True Blood, are there anything other than like vampires and fairies? Are there other like mythical
werewolves?
Like,
there's shapeshifters. No ghost. It's not being human. Which I love that show.
That was a great show.
I like the British one.
I watched the British one first, and then I didn't even realize that there was an American one, and I started watching the American one. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I haven't tried the American one either. This. Yeah, no. True Blood, yeah, it's got everything. There's shapeshifters, freaking... There's one season, there's a thing called a Maenad, which is like an ancient goddess of like the woods and shit. It's pretty cool. Oh, they call them soups, supernaturals, all the soups.
Soups?
Yeah. I like soup.
Sookie dates a guy who turns into a tiger, a were-tiger.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Not in the show, though. It's only in the books. You gotta read the books. Books are so much better.
Very lame.
Yeah, I don't think he's even on the show.
I'm working on The Hobbit right now. It's a bit of a slow read.
Yeah. I haven't started I tried to start Game of Thrones, the books, but I got like 2 pages in. I'm like, all right, they already listed like 50 fucking people already. I'm never going to keep all the names of everything straight unless I like have a notebook with me and write everything down and how they're related.
You gotta
make
like a giant like flowchart.
Seriously, I mean, there's so many characters. So many characters.
The book I've been reading lately is Tina Fey's book, Bossy Pants.
How is that?
It's so good. Yeah.
I love Tina Fey.
I had so much time the first day I got it, and I read like a quarter of the way through it within like a day. It's not very thick, and like I'm half of the way now, but I gotta find time to finish it. But it's like, seriously, like, just listening to somebody that's like your best friend. She has like so much, like we have so much in common that it's just kind of like she's just awkward and like weird, and she doesn't know how to like talk to guys, and it's just, it's great. Oh, like, she's
fine though, because now she's married, she's got kids.
Yeah, but she's hilarious. Like she's a real like human being with like obscure problems.
That's another show I really want to watch, is 30 Rock, now that it's
that
all
was
done.
Really good. Yeah, I watched that. That was really good. After, like, the second season, it kind of drops off, but it's still... It holds its own. I really liked it. And I really like, the male co-host in it.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, God.
He is so good many movie. Different... He has played so many different characters in, like, his time that it's just... Great.
Yeah, it was probably within the last decade that I figured out he was, like, the male lead in Beetlejuice.
You just figured that out?
Well, I just figured it out just now.
Oh, my God, are you serious? Oh, you guys are so young.
Well,
Alec Baldwin was super hot when he was young.
Holy shit, My friend Kelsey, I don't know if she listens to this. Sorry, Kelsey. But she actually has a giant crush on him, as he is, you know, now.
He's ridiculous. I think it's great. I never disliked Alec Baldwin. No matter
the other
how
Baldwin
obnoxious
brothers,
he gets.
They're pretty forgettable.
Yeah.
They really are.
I know Billy.
And his,
that's
I
about
think
it.
His brother was on the show, too.
Or there was the blonde-haired one, but he turned all, like, really crazy Christian.
Steven,
yes, him. Long hair, long blonde hair or something.
Yeah.
And then Billy was the weird, tall, skinny one that looks like Alec. He was in Sliver, I think.
Yeah.
That movie Sliver.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I was just thinking about how many awesome movies came out in the 90s that so many kids, like, nowadays probably will never even know about or see or anything.
Or appreciate.
The height of Tim Burton's career before he put Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp in
everything.
Seriously. I've met so many people that have never seen Big Fish or knew that it was a Tim Burton film.
I love Big Fish.
No, I have never
seen
it.
I love Ewan McGregor. You will love it.
I've meant to.
Love it.
It's so good.
So good. I love Ewan McGregor.
Oh my God, I love Ewan McGregor too. You ever see Velvet Goldmine?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Train Spotting. Even though he plays a junkie, but it was a really good movie.
Was he also was he in Shallow Grave?
I didn't see
that. Ewan McGregor. I can't remember.
Did not see that.
Since I saw that. Yeah. Velvet Goldmine, Christian Bale, Jonathan Rhys Meyers, Ewan McGregor.
Oh my God.
All at like. They're like mid to late 20s.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Rhys Meyers. What else was he in? He was in Velvet Was he in Velvet Goldmine too? No.
Yeah, Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yes, he was.
Who else? He played Henry VIII in the Tudors.
Yes. But what else was he? He was in like Beckham.
The other Boleyn girl. Sorry. Or wait, was it?
No, he was in the Tudors. He played Henry. He played
Was that it? God. It's both the same freaking subject matter. Came out around the same time.
Yeah.
No. Okay, yeah.
I loved him in Bend It Like Beckham.
I never saw that. I was like, soccer.
Mm. Yeah, I like Keira Knightley a lot. Mm. AJ loves her in that movie.
I wouldn't doubt that AJ just loves her.
No, he doesn't. Not really. But he liked her because she was wearing like workout clothes and throughout the whole movie. Like, I know he's fucking weird. Yeah. He gets turned on when I'm wearing my freaking bicycle gear. That's what he loves the most. He likes when I'm sweaty wearing bicycle clothes.
That's funny.
He's a weirdo. It's weird having a jock for a freaking husband.
Yeah, he told me the first time he tried to play catch with you, it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
He could not understand that people were not coordinated. Yeah. I'm like, dude, nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I think I got hit in the face, and then I was like, okay, I'm done playing catch.
People are just not coordinated, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yep.
He doesn't... He thinks everybody can, you know, ride bike as awesome as he can. He just... It just is weird to him that people aren't the same, like, physical level as him. I don't know.
And it's one of those things, it's like, some things come easy to everybody, like, sometimes I'm just like, what? You don't know how to do geometry? What?
What's geometry?
I don't know how to do geometry.
Right? Either. You don't know how to find the area of a circle? What is wrong with you? It's so easy.
It's like pi r squared.
Mm-hmm. Ha! A new one. I was terrible at that.
Have you
guys seen Sherlock?
No, not yet. That brings us back around to the new Star Trek movie.
Oh my god, he's adorable.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who is it?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't know who he is.
I
pulled up IMDb.
Okay.
Yeah. What was that movie? Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Did you see that?
I don't think I actually watched it. Wasn't that, what's his face?
Gary Oldman.
Oh, he's cute.
Mm-hmm. He is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He looks short.
He's very tall.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's actually
I think it's just because he's skinny that he looks short.
What? He's actually very tall.
All right.
He's got a
even
very
better.
Sophisticated kind of...
Well, he's British. Look.
Did you ever see the newest Pride and Prejudice movie with Keira Knightley?
No.
The guy that plays Darcy in that, he's totally hot.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Pride and Prejudice. I've read it, I think.
Like, oh my god.
The Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Oh, I read
I bought it.
Little Women with Vampires, like Vampire Little Women.
I really want to get Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
What?
Yeah. It's got like a Davy Jones looking motherfucker on the cover.
Nice. I could watch Sense and Sensibility over and over and over and over and over again. I love that movie so much. And Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Both of them. I love Jane Austen. I love all those books.
Emily Bronte.
Yep, I love all the Bronte sisters. Yeah. Oh my god.
And they hold up, too.
Yeah.
They do. Like, some of it does feel a little outdated, just, like, you can tell things were a little different, you know, positions men and women held back then.
Oh, definitely.
Way different.
Just like, I need to find all my daughter's husbands.
Yep.
Okay, lady. There's a rich man next door. Go, marry him.
Yeah.
It's like, calm down, mom.
Corey Monteith.
Oh, he just died.
Yeah. Wait, what? He's from Glee. Isn't
he? How did he die?
Holy shit.
I don't know exactly. I think he was like found in a hotel.
Dead in a Vancouver hotel room.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's kind of huge.
Somebody said it was drugs, but that could have just been like a Facebook rumor because.
Wow.
Shit.
That's sad. He was really young, wasn't he? Only like 20?
31.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he's a lot older than I thought he was.
Still.
But yeah, that's still really young.
Seriously.
Wow.
Taylor Swift is speechless. In case you're wondering.
Well, that's a shock. Wow. She usually has shit to say about anything.
She'll write a song about it.
She'll write a song about it.
God.
Fuck her.
You know, to a point, I think she's a good role model in the fact that, you know, she does, like, she writes all of her own songs and whatnot, but her songs are fucking terrible. They're always like, my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I just think she relies too much on the whole man thing, you know? Like, it's almost like she has to be in a relationship. Yeah.
Good yet bad. Better than Kesha.
Better than Lindsay Lohan.
Kesha's actually, like, a legit fucking genius.
Yeah, she actually is.
She actually is very smart.
I don't know
smart.
Anything about Kesha.
Yeah, she has, like, an IQ of, like, almost 160.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's pretty smart, too, right?
Yeah.
And she can actually wail. And I don't know why. She could sing like a motherfucker.
I
don't
kind of do like Lady Gaga.
And she writes a lot of her own shit, too. Like, she spent a lot of time writing shit for other people before she got big. Yeah. I like her. I like how every couple of years, like, a new performance artist comes out, and the world is so shocked about how outrageous they are. I'm like, Madonna, David Bowie, Marilyn Manson. Do I need to continue?
Yeah.
Seriously.
This has happened before.
It's going to happen again.
Yeah.
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 People do this
too. The road's been on fire. What the hell?
What kind of games have you guys been playing a lot of lately?
Games?
I hear a lot about this Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about it, but I hear a lot about it.
Anybody who listens to any of the other popular podcast show is probably pretty fucking sick of hearing about Animal Crossing. But I guess we can go into a little bit. It's basically, you are the only human in the town of, like, sentient, anthropomorphic humanoid animals.
Cute little adorable animals.
Yeah, there will be different, like, villagers in your town. There's, like, horses or cats or sheep or dogs or rabbits or mice or whatever, and you talk to them, and the new one, you're the mayor of the town. Previously, the mayor was a very old tortoise named Tortimer. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is the first time you're actually the mayor. But now Tortimer has decided to retire, and you're the mayor of the town, and you have to keep the townspeople happy. And there's things like you have to, like, build stuff in the town and whatnot, and you dig up fossils to put in the museum, you catch fish and bugs to put in the museum.
Have you guys put any artwork in the museum? Because you can put that in, too, but I haven't actually... Do you have to create the artwork?
No. What happens is, approximately once a week, this guy named Crazy Red will show up in your town. It'll be in your event plaza. Have you had the fortune teller show up yet?
Once, but I didn't get to have my fortune told. Did you?
A tent similar to hers will show up. It's a simple green tent, and Crazy Red will be inside. But the thing is, most of his artwork is counterfeit. So it's either guesswork or it's an internet search at the pieces, and you can only buy one piece per visit that he's there. But, you know, since you guys are two people playing on one game, you can each buy one piece if you want. And the legit piece can be donated to the museum, and you don't, unless you search the internet ahead of time, you don't know if it's legit until you give it to Blathers the Owl. And he'll tell you if it's a forgery or not. If it's a forgery, you can either sell it or hang it in your house. I've got some forged artwork hanging in my house.
Okay.
So funny. That's another thing. It's almost
get
very...
you get your own house.
It's very Sims-like in that respect, that, like, you find furniture to put in your house. You can pay to have your house expanded. You can put, like, any kind of fish or bugs that you catch in your house. You can put fossils in your house, you know, whatever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is really... It's a really cute game, and it's really adorable.
I'm probably not really doing justice to it, explaining it, and people are probably like, this sounds fucking stupid. Get on the internet, watch some videos. It's not
just
for everybody.
It's fun, yeah. It's just
Is it only on that DS?
Currently, yeah. It's only on the 3DS. Okay. It's a strictly Nintendo game, and this is only the second time it's been on a portable console as opposed to a...
Yeah, it was on the GameCube.
Okay. It was on GameCube. It was on Wii. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's
it. There were two on the Wii, one on DS. No. One on the Wii, DS, GameCube, and 64? Or no? I'll look it up.
You know what? I don't know. I can't remember. I want to say the first Animal Crossing was late 64, early GameCube period.
Do you ever use the 3D feature on the 3DS?
I don't, just because I get motion sickness.
I do too. And it really fucks with me. I'm finding that out a lot, and it's like, it's such a cool feature that, like, you can use 3D and you don't have to have glasses or anything, but it makes me physically ill if I stare at it for more than too long.
It gives me
so normally what I just do is I, like, turn it on and be like, hey, look what I can do, and I'll show it to somebody. That's about as much as I use the
3D. And also, like, there is only one optimal angle for the 3D.
Yeah, and you have to be, like, right in front of it.
Any other way, it's like trying to watch a 3D movie without the glasses.
Yeah.
There was one on 64, but it was only in Japan, and then that was the game that was ported to the GameCube.
That's what I thought. I thought the original Animal Crossing was a GameCube game.
And then Wild World on DS, City Folk on the Wii, and then
City Folk also. City Folk, I think, premiered late GameCube, but it was primarily Wii. Yeah.
I think I play a lot of different. I used to play the GameCube more than I played anything else. That's just because what we that's what we had.
Mm.
And one of my favorite games on there was Time Splitters. It was, like, you kind of travel through time, and you can go to, like, different places, and, like, you have to fight different creatures depending on where, what time you are in. And there's, like, little mini-games and stuff in it that you can play, like, with your friends and stuff like that. Like, we would just, you'd go in and collect coins or whatever, and, like, the first person to collect 10 coins after killing somebody would, you know, win or whatever.
I've always been a retro console hipster.
Yeah.
Speaking of retro console, I just found my Nintendo 64 the other day. And the games that I have for that, I told AJ I want to hook it up and play them, because I have the coolest fucking games for that. I have Pokemon Snap.
Oh, God.
Which is, like, the most fun game I've ever played. I have some other Pokemon game that I don't think I ever ended up playing. I can't remember what it was called. Tetrisphere. Like, I was obsessed with Tetrisphere for the longest time. That one was fun. But, yeah, the Pokemon Snap. I want to play it so bad. I told AJ.
And we picked up a 64 to yard sale a couple years ago. It was, like, $5 for the console. I think one controller and, like, about 20 games. And some of them were, like, crappy, like, pro bass fishing.
Yeah.
But then we got, like, South Park Road Rally.
Oh, nice.
Which is a fucking awesome game.
Oh, I got I have a Mario Party. Mario World. And I think maybe one of the earlier Mario Parties as well.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to play Pokemon again, though.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap was fun.
What about, like, the easiest game ever? Literally.
I think I'm going to start getting into some of the Pokemon games. I've been.
Mm. Jeff and I have X and Y reserved from GameStop.
Yeah.
They're great, but, like, it's not an even curve of difficulty. Like, it's like, oh, this, you know, it's challenging, whatever. And then you get to, typically, close to the end of the game, which is a place called Victory Road. It's the last place before the Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Road is where shit gets hard. Because there's, like, it is a long stretch where it's just trainer after trainer after trainer, and, like, there's no shops or anything, so you have to rely on whatever healing stuff you have on you, or you have to turn around and go all the way back to the last shop, which is, like, 5 minutes in real life to get back there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hmm. That's usually where I'm like, fuck it, I'm done, I quit. This is too hard.
What game is that?
Any Pokemon game, like, handheld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never played any of those.
I don't think I've ever beat a Pokemon game, because I'm just like, fuck it, rage quit.
This is the first portable system, the Nintendo 3DS XL we just got.
Which is so
a couple weeks ago.
Light compared to the 3DS that we have. Like, really? Ours. Yeah, ours is, it's a little more boxy looking, too, but, like, I definitely get, like, wrist stress from playing it too much just because of the weight of it, but yours, I'm like, God, this is like a feather.
Hmm. Ours is bigger.
Yeah. It's lighter. Fucking technology, man.
I've never actually owned any portable system other than this, and
oh, man, I think I've owned every iteration of Nintendo portable system except for the Game Boy Advance.
My brother owned all of that, and, like, my parents were just like, well, we'll get that for Kyle, but I never had the option of owning something like that.
Because you're a girl. Why would you want to play video games?
I guess I was the girl. And I never asked, I guess. But,
yeah. There's that.
But, Yeah, I'm just recently kind of getting into video games in, like, the past couple years.
They're fun.
They are fun.
I mean, as long as you don't let that shit dictate your life.
Well, yeah. I have, like, a couple days a week that I can even spend, like, an hour or two at playing anything. The only game that I got involved in, like, I think the first game I ever played was, like, the first game I actually sat down and played continuously was Skyrim. And that will just suck you in forever.
I never
you
let it...
You will literally get lost for days in Skyrim.
I never let it get to that point.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And other than Animal Crossing, Jeff and I are still working on Borderlands 2. Which, I know it's been out for, like, for freaking ever, but we only play, like, one or two nights a week. We'll do, like... So we get, like, one or two missions done per week.
Yeah.
So this it's taken a while.
This is the first game... Animal Crossing is the first game Bill and I are playing together. Anything else, we just kind of play separately, because we have very different interest in video games. Because we have our own... We each have our own PlayStation 3. We can play at separate times, different rooms at the same time.
We have two PlayStations in our house.
I have an Xbox.
We buy everything.
It's only because...
We buy everything on sale and with points.
It's only because Bill works in a place where he can get free things attending seminars and business like that.
Yeah, we're just lucky. And like I said, we buy everything on sale and with points.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't play a whole lot of games. Right now, the only games I play are on the iPad or... iPod.
I haven't played any games on my iPad lately.
You're still playing The Simpsons?
I like it. I don't know. It's just silly. Tucci and I are both playing it now, and we'll talk back and forth to each other, like, did you get to City Hall yet? And then we'll, like, trade names of friends, like, did you see their Springfield? Their Springfield's huge! But there's people that actually, like, dump money into this shit, and it blows my mind. Yeah, like,
I do that with a game. No.
Like, you can't even imagine, like, I can't even imagine how much money people have spent on their Springfields. And it's funny because I heard this one guy was telling me, like, yeah, I have this buddy, and he was like, did you see? I bought the Duff Brewery. And the guy was like, you didn't buy the Duff Brewery. You bought a fucking video game, you know, image. Replica of the Duff Brewery. You know, like, you're actually spending money on this.
The time that for the purposes of this, a good friend that worked at the movie theater spent legit $1,000 real world money on gold for World of Warcraft.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Nope.
There was a girl, I used to work with a girl at the pet store whose job, other than being at the pet store, her and her boyfriend lived at home. They had six computers, and they had it wasn't World of Warcraft, it was another game, EQ or something, EverQuest. And that was like, this was years ago. They made their money on leveling up characters and then selling them, or like finding things and selling them.
You can make a decent amount of money, yeah.
They made shitloads of money. I mean, this was, like, 8 years ago, but
I guess
still.
If you really want to play the game and you really want to get into stuff like that, but, like, I never understood playing a game and then buying your way through a game.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, buying, like, you actual, like, buying gold. Yeah. Like, I like earning gold in video games. I like earning what status I have.
Right.
In video games, I like
bottle
knowing
caps or bells or
like I like knowing that I'm on like level 51 in Skyrim and knowing
like,
that
I made it that far.
Right.
You know, like I didn't fucking cheat my way through it. Mm-hmm. Like every now and then I'll pick up like the player's guide and like you know figure something out because that shit's deep.
Yeah,
but like
that's a huge world.
But I like knowing that I did it myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I just.
Well, the thing that sucks with the Simpsons game is there's certain shit that you can't get at all if you don't buy it. And that's I just like, think that's stupid, but
that's the
whatever.
Real downfall of a lot of, I'm just going to, encompassing term, call them iOS games.
Right.
I don't know what they're called on, like, Android or other platforms.
Yeah.
Mobile games. All right, we'll go with that. Mobile games. Yeah, that's a downfall of a lot of them is a lot of stuff is, like,
pay to play. You can only get certain things if you pay for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah. I want to play it.
Yeah. Like,
I want to earn my way through the game. And
I play Candy Crush. I'm not fucking playing for paying for power ups though.
Right.
Yeah. Or for extra turns, or posting it on Facebook either. Oh,
God, fuck that. People, stop sending us quests for Candy Crush.
Or anything,
I'm
really.
I'm not gonna play.
Or Farmville. Do people still play Farmville?
There's
is that a thing?
There's Farmville 2, and now there is an iOS game for Farmville. Nice. I forget what it's called, but I saw it the other day. It was on an advertisement on Facebook, and that's another thing. Putting advertisement and suggestion apps on Facebook. On
your phone. That's pretty silly.
Like, I don't... Oh, stop it.
I started marking that shit as spam.
So did I. I blocked, like, every single, like, Farmville, whatever game that... But now
I just blocked certain people from sending
me
game requests.
Yeah, but now they're on, like, iOS things, like the mobile ones where they send you requests to play those. Yeah. You can't block them.
Oh, that's crap.
You can't fucking block that shit. And the one was, like, aquarium... Dolphin something bubble world. I don't.
That sounds like a good one.
I don't fucking...
Aquarium dolphin bubble world.
It wasn't that cool.
Just kidding.
Wasn't that cool?
I play one called Dark Manor on the iPad. It's a picture like a hidden object game. So I like those.
Yeah, I have one like that too. I think it's like Secret Treasure.
But yeah, I have Secret Treasure or Secret Passages.
Secret Passages.
I like that one. But. Dark Manor is one where you actually can like build a little town too. Like you actually decorate your own kind of like a haunted house, and you buy like haunted voodoo kind of like shit to put all around your property.
Play that one.
And you can turn from like night to day, and at night all your little ghosts come out and shit. It's pretty. It's actually kind of neat. I like it.
I started playing The Sims on my phone, and I played it for like a day and a half. It was free, but then I realized I was like. I'm laying in my bed playing The Sims on this teeny tiny screen, and my computer is literally
right
on my nightstand at the bottom. And I own The Sims and 3 or 4 different expansions. What the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah. Convenience. I've already got my phone. I don't have to start it up. It's just here.
I've never played any of The Sims games.
It'd be amazing at how lazy I have become.
When it came out.
No, I own Sims 3, and then I own Pets, of course.
I was going to say that one where you can be animals looks kind of neat.
Yeah, you can't really be an animal. Like, you can play as the animal, but, like, you know, the animals can only do certain things. Like,
right.
You can eat, play, scratch at people, dig holes. You can be a bad dog.
Nice.
Or you can be horses and cats, too. And then I have one that's Supernatural. Where you can play as
not
zombies.
Not the TV show, though.
No.
Oh, I was like, huh?
You can play as, like, zombies, fairies, vampires.
Yeah, me too.
I think you can play as a ghost, werewolf, witches.
Neat.
It's pretty neat. But I haven't played The Sims in a really long time. And that game, I actually do kind of sometimes cheat a little bit with the money in the beginning.
Oh, who doesn't?
Because who doesn't cheat with the money in the beginning? Yeah. Mother load. Was the cheat
I don't remember what the cheat code was. For
you get 100. You get 100 grand simoloids. 50 grand simoloids. Simoleons.
Whatever.
Whatever, Bill.
You looked at me.
I know. I wanted to make sure I wasn't saying it wrong.
and then I tell you the right thing, and you're like, whatever.
Whatever. I knew that.
Fine. I'll just read Facebook.
That's another thing. I have to force myself to stay off of Facebook.
Yeah.
I kind of do, too.
Because I'm like...
It becomes a problem sometimes.
I'm not going to be on Facebook all day today. And then I'm like, well, I mean, I did get an invitation to...
Fuck! Oh, there's a notification. I have to go check that out.
I mean, who liked that picture of my dog? It's important shit. I got it right. Oh, someone said my dog was adorable. That's the only comments I get. Your dog or your niece is really cute.
Well, what are they gonna say? That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
I'm just saying,
poor baby,
ma'am.
No, that baby was pretty cute.
Every once in a while, you can tell me I look cute.
Nope. You never like that. Post pictures of just yourself.
Yeah, you don't have pictures
I really
of you.
Don't.
No. It's always like you and a dog, you and a baby,
me and a baby.
Me and look at this thing I bought.
What time are we at?
A little over an hour, but we've got a couple minutes to cut out. And we'll be cutting out that, too!
We're bored of this.
No. We could talk forever about entertainment. I mean, that's not
I just was trying to think of anything else we didn't cover.
Music, but I mean, that. Podcast by itself. I am pretty excited, though. I'm going to say that I want to try to make it, because I haven't seen them in 10 years. KMFDM is playing at Ramshead Live in Baltimore in early November.
They're also playing at the Chameleon Club.
They confirmed that?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's so much closer.
That's the place in...
Oh, wait.
Lancaster.
Yeah, are you thinking of Croc Rock?
No. Nope, okay. Allentown. No, it's the Chameleon.
It is?
We were just talking about it, because my boss at the Roadhouse is a gigantic KMFDM fan, and he was just talking about it the other day.
Yeah, they're playing with... I want to say the band's name is Charmed, but that's probably wrong.
I think that used to be a band that played around here.
I don't remember, but I just saw it.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
And I'm so excited because I want to try to get together with my college roommate and see them.
Have you been to Ramshead before?
Yeah, I've been there at least. I've been there twice for Mindless Self-Indulgence and once for Glassjaw.
I saw Kix there.
Oh man, look out. You gonna go see the leg warmers next?
No, but I do go see Funny Money when they play around here. Which is members of Kix, for anybody that doesn't know.
But
I'm
yeah.
old.
My college roommate and I had seen them when they were in Philadelphia and we were in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and that was like 10 years ago, so I think it'd be cool if she and I could get together and see them again, but she's in Boston now. And I'm here in bumblefuck fucking nowhere.
I might go see Pearl Jam in October.
Oh, nice. I like me some Eddie Vedder.
I love Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder and Kurt Cobain were my middle school, like, gigantic... Mm. Not middle school. I guess high school. Middle school into high school. Gigantic crushes. Gigantic.
My big crush
I was a big
era.
Grunge person.
Vanilla Ice.
I saw Vanilla Ice. I went backstage to a Vanilla Ice show.
I was like six though.
We went backstage and there was a whole bunch of people hanging out, and he comes back and proceeds to drink like at least half of a giant bottle of Jaeger. It just chugs it. And then starts screaming, "Family! Family!" over and over again. And then it was really weird. And then he started screaming at this guy that was just sitting in a chair that was not talking to anybody, just sitting there. And he started screaming in the guy's face, like trying to start a fight. Fuck you! And then, I don't know, it was pretty funny. My friend that I was with actually went up to Vanilla Ice and was like, Rob, man, it's cool. Calm down. And tried to pull him, like, away from this guy. And he, like, fucking goes, whoa, and, like, throws her. It was a chick, little girl. Natalie. Nice. Like, chucks her, and yeah, it was fucking crazy.
He had some anger issues for a long time, from what I've heard.
Oh, he was a fucking maniac. He was a maniac.
I hear tell he's calmed down a little now.
Doesn't he have a home improvement show now? Pretty sure he does.
No,
I'm pretty sure he has a home improvement show. Right. He was also in a movie I just watched.
Ninja Turtles?
No. It was That's My Boy.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that. Uncle Van, I think they called him.
You know who came on the radio the other day? Spice Girls.
Nice.
I was just at some, like, flea market / antique mall / whatever the fuck out in Richfield?
That's a place.
Last week. Yeah, middle of fucking nowhere, but they had some, the one booth had some Spice Girls dolls. I was really hoping they would have had Ginger, but
I liked Ginger Spice.
I think it was like a Posh and two Scaries.
Ginger was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I think she was like everybody's favorite.
She was the hot one.
Seriously. She went on to have a pseudo-successful solo career, and was in Playboy.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, it came on the radio, and I'm just rocking out to it in my car.
Right.
And then I realized I forgot most of the words.
good one.
It was dark. Nobody could see me. It's fine.
I was a little too old for the Spice Girls. That was a little... I think that was a little after my time. Maybe not.
Yeah, they came out... I think I was like 11 or 12.
Yeah, I was pretty young when Spice Girls came out.
You would have been probably late high school, maybe even out of high school.
Yeah. I was getting them confused with... Okay, I was thinking that when I was in middle school, New Kids on the Block played at the Bloomsburg Fair.
Oh, man.
And... It was before anybody really knew who they were. I think we were in fifth grade, and they actually opened for Tiffany. It was Tiffany.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking it was the Spice Girls, but now I'm like, wait, no, it was way before that. It was Tiffany. Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Yes.
I was
back
in love with the New Kids on the Block. I had the sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah.
The pop art sleeping bag. I had one of those, like, really impractical, like, 5-inch buttons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked Hanson more than...
Well, Hanson was like almost a decade later.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, yeah. But New Kids on the Block were the shit, man, when they came out.
Get on the floor and do the New Kids dance. Which consisted of doing the like the hoedown thing and then some elbow shit. I don't remember.
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Vanilla Ice's Home Improvement Show?
In December 2011, Van Winkle, which is.
Van Winkle, yep.
Played Captain Hook. In the Chatham Kent Central Theater pantomime production of Peter Pan, a role that previously belonged to Henry Winkler.
Oh my God!
Van Winkle, Winkler.
He also turned on the Christmas lights for Rockefeller.
So he was a Captain Hook mime.
Uh huh.
Essentially,
that's amazing.
What?
On May 2012, Vanilla Ice helped launch of the Mr. Freeze Reverse Blast roller coaster at Six Flags over Texas in Burlington. With a free concert.
Yay.
Van Winkle is currently recording an album for Psychopathic Records with production by Mikey Clark, which
doesn't he do like shitty new metal rap like all Olympus?
Oh yeah, that's what yeah, that's the show that I saw.
Psychopathic Records is owned by Insane Clown Posse.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Who knew?
That's all it has. No.
Nothing about a show. I swear to Christ. I saw it on the TV the other day. It was like Vanilla Ice's something.
Yeah. I hate to be a hater, but if you're a Juggalo, just please stop listening to us. We don't want your fan base.
That was definitely after my time. Like, I know kind of what they are. I don't know any of ICP's songs. I just know all of the people that listen to ICP are total and complete douchebags.
Seriously. All I know is the fucking magnets. How do they work? That's all I know.
It turns out that he does have a show.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's called... The Vanilla Ice Project.
That's what it is. I saw it listed on, and I thought it was...
He has either hit rock bottom, run out of money, or...
Get the basic facts about selection and installation of in-ground pools as featured in the Vanilla Ice Project special, Ice My House.
Yes!
The rip-off, the less popular version of Pimp My Ride.
Yes.
Ice My House.
Fucking douche. That guy's an idiot.
Yo, dog.
Yo, dog. Yo,
I miss
homie.
Those memes. Where did they go?
All the exhibits.
Actually, I watched that show pretty frequently, the Pimp My Ride show.
I did, too.
Because it was just fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, the super impractical things they would do to cars.
Put aquariums in the dashboard and shit. I'm sorry, how do you feed the fish?
Like, turntables and shit. I'm like, there's no way that's not gonna, like, fuck up your records while you're driving.
How do you not, like, scare the fish to death?
Right? Like, or the vibrations? Because then they'll put, like, subs in the back.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they have the ones with the one that was actually pretty genius was the one where it was like you fold it out and it was like tailgating party where there was like a grill and like a refrigerator.
That's actually cool. Kind of smart.
Is actually freaking genius.
I saw the one. It was so cute. It was such a sweet. It was like a charity episode. This like one kid, like single mom, also like they adopted like his niece or something, and they were driving around in this really shitty car that was. No joke, two car bodies cut in half long ways and then welded together.
Holy
shit. Like, this was a death trap on wheels, you know.
Oh my God.
Exhibit goes and picks it up and, like, you know, takes it to his pimp garage or whatever. And they were like, man, we can't. We cannot, like, fix this. Like, this car is not fixable. Nuts. It's going to fall apart. It's, like, held together with bubble gum. So they, like, went and like bought this really nice brand new SUV, tricked that out, and gave it back to the kid and his family.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So we just, I want to know where they get all their money to do all that. Do the people have to pay for it?
I'm sure they have to, like, with taxes.
They probably
stuff,
have
like,
to pay for the
taxes. They would have to pay for
extreme
something.
Extreme home makeover and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that there was one with the show where they would make over your clothes. Fuck, what was it? Tracy.
The one with that really bitchy lady where they would throw everything in her closet. That show pissed me off. I hated that show.
Yeah, that show was bullshit.
Like, who the fuck gives you the right to tell people what to wear?
Yeah, that's what it was called, What to Wear.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
I went on their website the one day because I was just kind of curious. I was like, what do you, like, how do you get that? Because you get, like, $5,000 or whatever. And you actually have to pay the taxes on all of the sales tax.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
So that's the only thing you have to pay.
That's not too bad.
Just hope you live in a state where sales tax is low.
Yeah, basically.
Like Delaware, 5%.
Yeah.
Zero now.
It's zero now.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Let's go to Delaware.
I lived there.
Jesus. Oh, shit.
Connecticut also is zero.
I think Connecticut's five.
How do they get their, like, revenue?
Other ways.
It's not Connecticut, because I was just in Connecticut, like,
two or three Massachusetts years ago. Is five.
Boston's five.
I think Connecticut might be six like us. I don't know. If you live in Connecticut and want to share... You know, share your state's, you know, tax with us. Pennsylvania, we're 6%. We know that shit.
We know that.
I think California's like 9. Something ridiculous like that. Oh. I don't know. I like fun facts. Share them with me. I am a well of useless, trivial knowledge.
Just like me. We all are. Somebody also make us a song.
Yeah, seriously. We touched on that at the beginning, but in case you know you fast-forward past that because you thought it would be boring. We need a fucking intro, people. Get on the ball.
There's a couple people I can think of off the top of my head that are good with that kind of stuff that could do it. People that we know that listen. Other network people. But we're not going to name any names.
I can think of a very tall, thick fellow with long, curly, fluffy hair that I play D&D with once a month that would probably make us a kick-ass intro, but I'm not going to name any names.
He kind of has a crush on my friend Kelsey.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
She has a podcast called
You
Mixing
Know Who
It
You're
Up.
Talking About.
And the other one, he could do it too.
The one
that did the song for the popular Outkast.
That What the Hell show.
You know.
I don't know if he even listens to this.
If you are
listening to this,
we like your song on the Popular Outcast.
Yeah.
Actually, no joke, I've never listened to an episode of Popular Outcast. I don't like the song.
What? Blasphemy.
Not even your own.
You didn't even listen to your own episode.
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
Aiden's like, fuck those guys.
I have fuck listened, I think, to one episode of Jeff in Motion, but that was about it.
You're missing out, woman.
I have intention to start mixing it up with Mike Carpenter.
That's another good one.
I've heard that's good. You know, plugging our other shows. Which, by the way, they all also have banners on their blog posts. So, I mean...
For Amazon as well.
Yeah.
So, if you're ever going to shop on Amazon,
you
better do it.
Doesn't cost you anything extra. It's just an extra step of getting there. And it gives the Popular Outcast Network some dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar cents, y'all.
I'm not doing that with you guys.
But yeah, we're probably over an hour at this point, so we should probably wrap this up. We've kind of gotten silly, and
we were drinking the wines tonight.
We were.
So.
Lauren brought the cabin fever with her.
Oh yeah.
By the way, talking about entertainment, good movie.
Cabin Fever, yeah. That was creepy.
I didn't see the sequel. Didn't feel like it needed a sequel.
I don't think I saw any sequel for that.
I like some writers strong.
Yeah, yeah. He was Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah, good
that
show.
Was a good show.
I miss when the hardest decision in my life was to watch the nighttime lineup on Nickelodeon or TGIF. I miss when that was
I
the
loved TGIF. Step by Step.
Yes.
I loved that Bass. Show.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Oh my god, yes. With Balky. That was, oh my god, that was early,
that's
early TGIF. I watched all the good ones. The Urkel Show. Whatever that was.
Family Matters. Full House.
I loved Full House.
There was that one with the baby
It was basically like a ripoff of Look Who's Talking, like the baby that did the voiceovers.
Oh my god, I don't remember that. Dinosaurs? I remember, yeah, as soon as she said the one with the baby, I'm like, not the baby!
No, like, nobody, no.
Or was, not the mama.
I don't know, I'll look it up, I'll put it in the blog post if I can.
I did watch Dinosaurs, though, too, that was funny.
Fucking depressing last episode, what the hell was that?
What?
Of dinosaurs?
Oh, I don't remember.
Like, they're all, like, sitting in their house watching the TV, like, freezing their asses off, like, meteor showers are coming, it's the Ice Age, volcanoes are exploding.
So they all,
like,
died.
Yeah, that's nice. Basically what they left it as. It's like, it's the extinction of the dinosaurs. The baby's like, what's happening, Mama? And it's like, oh my god!
I don't think I saw it. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, now you know. Spoiler,
oh my god. I'm gonna cry.
It was made, like, 20 years ago.
I'm gonna cry. Yeah. So. Spoiler alert.
On that,
if you haven't
note,
seen it, fuck you.
Thanks for listening to episode. I think this is episode 7? Episode, yeah. 7.
Episode 7.
No, that's what I titled it for the.
Pretty sure it is.
Episode 7.
Whatever. If it's not,
oops.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our episode about entertainment, and hopefully you'll still listen next week. Shut up.
Wine. All right.
All right. Thank you. Guys. Bye.